From Marketplace, I'm Sri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Senate Democrats squeaked through President Biden's $3.5 trillion plan to support family services, health care, environmental, and climate change programs. It passed on a party line vote, 50-49. And that came hours after the Senate passed the less contentious part of the president's agenda that focused on fixing the nation's roads and pipes and public transit. That $1 trillion package got bipartisan support. And tucked away in there is $66 billion for passenger and freight rail. It would be the biggest investment the federal government has made in railroads since Amtrak was founded in 1971. But a good chunk of that money might go to just one 10-mile stretch of track, the Gateway Project, connecting New Jersey and New York City. That's giving rail enthusiasts mixed feelings, Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
More than 200,000 passengers rode the rails between New Jersey and Penn Station every day before COVID hit through a tunnel damaged by Hurricane Sandy.
The Gateway is the most important rail project currently ongoing.
Sean Jeansgale is with the Rail Passengers Association. The problem is the price, up to $30 billion. Not all of that tab is on the feds, but overall, the Northeast Corridor could gobble up a big chunk of those new rail dollars.
You cannot have a national program that spends the vast majority of its money in Northeastern states.
NYU transit researcher Alon Levy adds that New York should ask why its transit projects are so expensive.
Often it is three white-collar supervisors doing the job of one.
The infrastructure bill allocates a fresh $110 billion to roads and bridges. Rail advocates say they'd like some of that funding for rail projects not near the Hudson River. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.